Mark, I absolutely loved walking by your section and booth today. We're at HR Tech in Las Vegas. Your group and your team couldn't have been warmer, and I loved meeting you and want to work with you. So thank you for joining us. I'd love to have you introduce yourself and learn more about your company.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm Chief Executive Officer of FP Solutions. The FP stands for Fisher Phillips. We're a wholly owned subsidiary. They brought me on board to build this company for them so that it's, you know, it's not, it's part of the law firm, but not part of the law firm, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's a side consulting firm. We don't do legal work, but we do all of the fallout consulting that often follows legal work.
Yes.
All the things that the client, you know, now has to fix or go back and address and deal with. Obviously, compliance is job number one for us. We have over 300 products available on our website for companies to deal with compliance. You know, one of the things that's really interesting is at this HR Tech, you know, you have a lot of HRIS companies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. There's like half the floor almost, right?
Yes.
So none of them are talking about like CCPA for, you know, privacy for employees, all those things. And then the requirements for data security. This is a big issue. I remember when I started building this company back in late 2022, Fisher Phillips had a heat map of where this was going. And so they had California because they were one of the first out of the gate, New York, Colorado.
Nice.
What I find now is that there are, gosh, there's probably more than a dozen states now that full on have requirements for privacy as well as data security for the employees. This isn't just customers. We're talking about your employees. And there's very little discussion about the protection around those things and all this legislation. It continues to grow. There's multitude of states out there that have legislation on the way. This is only going to get tougher.
Yeah.
It's only requirements are only going to get more extensive. It is the one area, but you know, we have like a lot of these kind of things on our site. Like for CCPA and California compliance, we have like nearly 40 products that companies can go on there to help themselves find their compliance needs to help them deal with some of these rules. These rules are extensive. They're complicated. They're difficult to comply with, you know, because it has to do with tech.
Exactly.
I remember going to a security seminar done by the FBI and others at USC. It was an exec ed kind of thing. And the guy, I'll never forget the quote. It's like, it's not whether you've been hacked or not. It's like, who was it? Because everybody's been hacked. It's whether they really were interested in your stuff.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of frightening, right?
Yes.
I mean, when you hear things like that, you're like, oh my God.
It's like, oh my gosh, we can't do anything. But
exactly. So this is a big area. It's a big issue that I've noticed here that I think I'm sure they're probably dealing with it or talking about it, but it isn't like part of the offering yet.
Right.
So they're probably not finished with it yet because it's hard, right?
It's hard and it's complex and it's confusing.
Yeah.
And I think y'all are brilliant for being here because you get in front of these folks, whether they're CEOs or small business owners or huge companies, and you know, have a conversation with them and sort of, you know, plant that fire and be in their bonnet where it's a call to action. And they want to go back to their teams and say, you know, where are we on this?
Yeah.
And how are we protecting? And like, that's why you're
brilliant. Because you need to be talking to them before they get hacked.
You want to be out front of it, right?
Exactly. You don't want them calling you after the fact.
My God. I mean, let's be honest. HR traditionally is always reactive.
Oh,
there are very few that are get out in front of it. The really best of the best do get out in front of it. But most of them are like, oh, wow, we actually have a fire in the building. You know, we better deal with that. So, you know, it's like, it's very reactionary.
Oh my gosh.
So we're trying to help clients get out in front of these things. The thing that's really interesting about ours, and it's hard work because, you know, we're a wholly owned subsidiary of a major national law firm spread out across the country, as you know.
Yeah.
In that process, you look at the competitors out there or the people that have marketplaces on their payroll sites or things like that.
Right.
None of it is written or prepared by or signed off on by lawyers. You know, it might have been in originally, but, you know, is the stuff outdated?
Oh,
is the stuff, you know, because the stuff changes all the time.
Oh, no doubt.
So for our clients, they buy a subscription. So they don't just, it's not like a one and done, you know, so you get a subscription. So, I mean, you look at arbitration agreements. I mean, there's been multitude of changes because of legislation and court cases that hit that, right? So if you buy it, if it changes, wouldn't you want to be notified?
And, absolutely.
Right? So that's what we do.
That's what you do.
And
that's
a big differentiator from anybody out there that's in this business from a compliance standpoint, because it takes a lot of work to do that. the coordination and relationship that we have with the law firm is essential, because I need to have it updated, right?
Yes.
So when we get those documents and we license those documents from the parent company to sell, I need to have the confidence that those things are going to be updated and changed and things like that, because I got to let my clients know, right?
Of course.
So it really becomes a real value proposition for people visiting us and working with us. It's really great.
And how do you, like, who's your sweet spot dream, you know, customer? What does that look like?
Well, everybody loves a whale, right? You know, everybody loves those. You know, sure, I'd love to have Microsoft. Oh, okay.
Sure.
But that's not real. And so, because Microsoft already has a legion of HR people, including the attorneys.
Yeah.
No, for us, our sweet spot is, you know, 50 to 500 employees. I mean, easily 1,000, 2,000, sure, that's fine. But those are, you know, more the, I'd say, the exception. And where you really see this from a value proposition is companies that can't really afford to have an HR department.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oftentimes, the HR compliance area falls on the CFO. It falls on the finance group.
Yes.
I mean, how many HR departments report to finance? All the time. I mean, this is probably 95% of America. So the problem is the finance people, you know, I'm a CPA by trade.
Yeah.
So, you know, the finance people, they know enough to be dangerous about HR, but they aren't the experts in compliance. And they're always a little shocked and frustrated at the stuff that comes rolling up on them.
Yes.
So it's really great help for those people, because then they have something they can believe in and actually trust in the process, right?
That's so great.
So, yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Where are you based?
I'm based out of Irvine. I mean, we're nationwide. I have built this company to be 100% remote.
Okay.
So we have people in Connecticut. We have people in New York. We have people in Florida, Arkansas, Texas. I mean, they're all over the place.
That's excellent.
But if I ever need an office, you know, Fisher's got like 40 some odd offices nationwide. So we can always go use one of those offices.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
That's incredible.
But I don't have that real estate expense, you know, to then pass on to customers buying things. So it's nice.
Brilliant. And what is your background? I know we talked a little bit about your background, but I'd love to hear.
Sure. So I'm an accounting major, you know, did all those kinds of things, but I was really more interested in strategy. I wasn't interested in the whole debits and credits things and doing audits and that kind of stuff. I really liked the strategic side of businesses, the acquisitions, the spinoffs, the building new companies, the turnaround efforts, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I became a partner at Anderson, very extensively involved at PwC as well. Major clients, you know, globally as well as nationally. I always volunteered to take on projects that nobody had ever seen or done before.
Nice.
That there was no methodology to it. I like those kind of challenges.
Yes.
They're just fun to me. So it's not a big surprise that, you know, Fisher comes calling and says, hey, could you build us a consulting company? So we did. And we got it built in about 16, 17 months. And then did a soft launch in October of 2023.
Congratulations.
And then did full boat launch in February of 24. So it's a young company.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited. And they can really see these differentiators that we put into the business, like the subscription versus a one-time buy.
Brilliant.
Huge, huge difference. And you can see it in the marketplace, because it's tough to put that in.
Yeah.
But since we were a new company, you could design that right on day one.
This is yours.
So the Fisher Phillips attorneys just think this is just part of the normal process. And I'm so glad, because it will help them differentiate themselves in the future. Now imagine the other thing to benefit this. We operate out and I can, you know, market to whatever, and we're here. If you have a client that, you know, that it's non-Fisher client, but all of a sudden they've got a legal issue.
Yes.
I mean, I can refer them in. Well, what state are you in? You know, what's your issue? What's your industry? You know, there's industry experts. There's all these different kinds of experts. So I can always refer them into the firm. So there's also a soft landing for anybody that doesn't have legal help behind them. So we can always refer those people into the firm if necessary. It's not why we were built, but you know, there's been a couple occasions where the client's like, oh, we're having a real problem. You know, who should we talk to? Well, if you don't have your own attorney or whatever, we can certainly refer you to some. It's not a problem. So.
And you're a trusted value to your customer.
Yeah.
And you can, like you just said, point them in the right direction. And that's
it's
huge for a customer, a person, a group, you know, that they have a entity they can talk with and turn to.
Yeah.
And if you can't, you know, which you can nail it, but you can also help find a resource or...
Yeah, it's funny you asked, you know, about, you know, the background. So one of the things that I was involved in, I remember doing the Malcolm Baldrige Award, and we were helping a couple of the clients that were trying to submit for that big time award.
Oh, nice.
So you learn a lot about, like, what the difference between, you know, gold standard customer service and otherwise, right? So one of the things I love about, like, Ritz-Carlton is that the answer is never no. Let us go figure it out. So we had a situation not too long ago where we had a client that suddenly had a situation and they needed to have, they needed to comply and have a whistleblower hotline. So we built one from scratch. I'd never done that before. I'd never built, because it's really not about the phone number that's hard, or that process is relatively easy.
You got
it's just a straight tech answer. But the hard part is making sure you build the processes for documentation. What time was the call? Who was the caller?
Yes.
You know, because you have to be able to document that and to be able to archive it and all those kinds of things. Because you have to, the client has to submit that stuff to the court and things like that. So
right.
The answer is never no for us, for our clients.
I love that.
The answer is always, you know what? I don't have an answer for you in this very second.
At this very moment.
Let me go figure it out.
Absolutely.
And I'll come back to you.
That's what I like. I love that too. That's what I think too. And it's like, never know. Let me think about it. And then put your customer in the best hands possible.
Yeah. Just go. So, and even if we don't have it.
Yes.
I'll know somebody that does.
I'll be able to.
I'll help them. If I have to do a referral outside to some other party, I don't care. I want to make sure the client's taken care of, because I'm still going to get credit for that, right?
Yeah, and you're the leader of the company and the whole, so that's, I love that. I love that whole tempo.
That mentality I'm trying to drive into the whole organization.
Yes.
So the other people you met, both Felicia and Andrea,
they're wonderful.
They're both in that kind of mentality.
I can tell.
They're really responsive to our clients and things like that, which is really exciting.
It's so exciting. Yeah. It's great to have you here, Mark.
How are you adding clients and how are you growing?
It's been interesting.
You're here, of course, so that's part of it.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly have done those things. We've done the shows. Shows are so interesting because they're, you know, the ROI in a show is always...
It's hard. It's give and take.
Because it's expensive, especially with travel costs now, things like that. But at the end of the day, we've been driving a lot into social media. We know exactly the channels where HR people live. We know where the stuff that they're looking at and things like that. So we've actually driven a lot of activity from really carefully planned strategic social media targeting.
Brilliant.
Other areas, we've obviously had a lot of referrals, a lot of people in the legal community and in the accounting community where they're looking for somebody, and it's somebody I might know that we had one come in from Deloitte, from a former partner of mine at Anderson that knew me, and so we're handling that information for them. And so it kind of depends. Right now, it's a lot of referral, and I'm kind of glad that it's organic growth.
Yes.
And not like, you know, oh, here's like the 1,000 clients today.
Right.
Because that trying to swallow that fish is a lot tougher. You know, so I'm, you know, since we're young and driving things, we haven't, I mean, there's been zero failures in client service at all.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't fly with me, so.
And you're very committed to your customers. So I can tell with you and your team, you know, it's nice to have that slow, very good growth. Because you're right on it for each and every customer.
Yeah.
Rather than having a whole mountain or, you know, things of sales and this, you're thinking about the customer.
In those businesses, you look at all the major accounting firms, consulting firms, even law firms, they have long-term clients.
Yes.
So my mentality is around having a client for life, not a client for 15 minutes.
Exactly.
So I'm sure there'll be people that show up on our website, download a particular product, whatever, good for them.
That's cool. That's great.
That's fine. It's
there. That's a good deliverable.
But at the end of the day, I want to be able to help them grow their business, protect their business, and, you know, be in better compliance with some of the crazy rules that these states are coming up with. I mean, my gosh, I mean, companies are now bailing out of California. It's gotten so bad.
I've definitely been,
and I kind of don't blame them. I live in California, and it's such a hot mess right now. I mean, it's so tough to make money in California because there's the compliance cost is so high. And then you throw the tax rates on top of that. And you're just like, what are these people thinking?
Well, I definitely have been like speaking with colleagues and friends and struggling with that.
It's super frustrating. And New York's dealing with the same thing. And so, you know, I mean, it seems like every week something else is moving out of California and heading to Texas or heading to somewhere else.
In that regard, Mark, you're representing and working with a renowned law firm in all these states.
Yeah.
And typically law firms move at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they have not been holding you back at all.
No, they haven't. I mean, John Paulson is the new chairman of Fisher Phillips. And John is he's the most entrepreneurial attorney I think I've ever met.
You don't hear those words together a lot.
No, and I understand that.
Right.
I've known John for many years. We've even presented together in the past. I mean, so I've known him for a long time. And he's very progressive. You know, he really thinks differently about the marketplace. He really thinks differently about where the law firm can be more successful for its clients. Like, they just went in and acquired one of the largest labor and employment law firms in all of Mexico, actually took it away from Deloitte. You know, so now that, you know, we expanded into there, and they're talking about other countries and other things. I mean, it's like they're one of the fastest growing law firms in the country, and they really have an exceptional leader. I mean, John Paulson is amazing, and he's also just great fun to work with. Like, you know, you always like leave the meetings and you're kind of re-energized, kind of like, it's like plugging in your phone and getting a charge, right? So, I mean, he's just one of those passionate kind of people. He asks all the right questions. He provides the support. I really feel like, you know, if I've got a good idea, I feel like I can just go implement it. I can go do it.
Or implement it, and just run with it because he trusts you. That's so great.
There's a lot of trust there. I mean, my office is literally right next door to him. So
that's phenomenal.
You know, so the best answer is only a door away.
Would you want to refer people to the website to find out more?
I'd love that. They can go to F as in Frank, P as in Paul, solutions.com. It's just fpsolutions.com. And, you know, take a look around, have some fun, check it out. If you got questions, you can, you know, reach out to me, M. Wilbur, W-I-L-B-U-R, at fpsolutions.com. I think you can actually find that underneath the team area on
the website.
Yeah. We also have a customer service line that is, I mean, it's so funny. It doesn't say helpline, it's just customer service line, but the experience on that helpline, because guess who's calling us? We're getting, you know, CHROs, HR directors. We're not getting somebody who just started in HR. We're getting like senior people because the products and services we provide are serious items.
Oh, no doubt.
And they're difficult areas. There's no easy answers, the stuff that we deal with. So we're getting the tough calls. And so the people with experience on that line average around 18 to 20 years of experience, all former HR director level kind of people. So if you're calling in, you're an HR director, you're actually talking to a peer that can actually help you deal with whatever you're dealing with. You know,
that
it's fantastic.
That was going to be my question. That's awesome to know.
You say there's no easy answers, and you know the joke in the legal profession is the answer to everything is, it depends.
Yeah, it depends, right?
It depends. That is the answer to every question.
You know, that's the answer for an HR, right? Well, it depends on how many employees you have. It depends on which state you're in.
Variables.
In California, you could have a multitude of different minimum wages depending on which city you're in, what area you're in. I mean, it's a total mess. But it's complicated. And there's companies out there like us that can help people navigate that. And so, you know, I invite people to give us a try. Give us a run. Give us a chance to prove ourselves. I think you'll be back.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that we met.
Yeah, me too. I really appreciate you guys stopping by. I mean, I love what you guys do, and I really appreciate the time you've given me here. I mean, I really, really do appreciate
it. Definitely. And we'll continue the conversation. And anything else you'd love the world to know about FP Solutions?
Gosh, you know, I mean, I think you'll be surprised at how much growth there'll be. Right now, there's like 300 products and about probably like 10 services on site. Plus all of the training stuff that is just growing like crazy because we just added an LMS. So companies that don't have an LMS but would like to have one, you know, so they can manage, you know, their employees and getting trainings, things like that, we can actually create a subdomain for them and provide them access to an LMS without having to go out and buy an LMS.
Nice.
So, and they can actually white label it and the whole nine yards. They can logo it, everything. And it's really kind of fantastic. It's very groundbreaking. We actually worked with our LMS provider to design this and build it in this way, and it's really cutting edge.
That's awesome.
I think people will be shocked at some of the stuff. So, but I'm not kidding. Like in 6 months, the number of offerings and services will be up at least 30% or 40% more. By the end of 2025, it'll be probably double what we totally have today.
I love that. And can a customer go on the website and look at that LMS offering?
Yeah. Or, and so because it's so new.
Yeah.
I think it'll, over the next probably month, there'll be more and better explanations of how to take advantage of it.
Cool.
Right now, you just reach out to that line and they'll connect you with Felicia, who you met.
Yes, phenomenal.
And yeah, she's incredible. We're so lucky to have her.
So wonderful. Like, both of those ladies just were so excellent and, like, you know, get your attention and talk quickly and, but, like, get to the point.
You know what?
So I love
one
that.
Of the best leadership things I ever learned early on in my career, surround yourself with people smarter than you.
No doubt.
Right.
And energy.
Yeah. If you're the smartest person in the room, you don't want to be in that room.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really the question that Heather did not ask that she should have asked is, what don't you do? That should have been the lead question right there. What
we don't
do
legal work.
Okay.
Because a lot of times people will think because we're connected to Fisher Phillips.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. We don't do legal work. So they're like, oh, can you do an opinion letter for us? Well, no. The firm can on the other side of the fence, but we don't do that. Or your own attorney can or whoever. So we don't do legal work. We can't, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't happen. We aren't attorneys.
Right. FP has their own website.
FP's got their own thing going on and stuff like that. If you can't find what you need, let me know. I can introduce you. I'll introduce you to John Paulson.
Exactly.
I don't care. So, you know, it's really a great firm. There's a lot of great people there that we can introduce people to. But yeah, we don't do legal work. And that's the common misconception. They see us as a subsidiary.
Right.
But there really is a separation between the two.
For sure.
In fact, we're actually very careful about it because they got attorney-client privilege stuff. They got all, I mean, we can't even get near that stuff.
Yes.
So,
but it's great to be aligned with them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. And they're the ones, you know, supporting us and everything that we need. You know, if I need somebody to come speak about whatever, maybe it's some case that came down. You know, we had that whole non-compete thing come down for a while and all that.
Yes.
You know, I can pull an attorney in literally 20 minutes and have them on a call with somebody if they needed some help and they can do their own thing. So we can always find the experts that are out there that, you know, the people who are really, you know, subject area, you know, professionals that they need, that the clients need. So, but we don't do legal work.
No, that's a great
We do a lot of other stuff.
Mike, thank you.
FPSolutions.com.
That's it. That's it all day.
Mark, such a wonderful pleasure to meet you and listen to you. And we would love to work with you and continue the conversation.
I would love it. I would love it. This was fantastic. It's one of the best days I've ever had. So I really appreciate the attention.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Riptide.
Thank you so much. Thank you.